Okay, today about the Shomer, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Rishal Ayin Shenikev, Shenifkam, Shenistak, if an eyelid has a hole in it, or is missing, or it's cut, so that's, that passels that's a real mum. Hare ve'ein of dak, if there's a cataract over part of the eye, Tivalul, or there's a white streak in the eye, Chilazon Nachash, or there's a, Chilazon always means snail, right? That's one of the big issues about the tcheles. Does it come from a snail or come from a fish? Chilazon almost always means a snail. So if there's a snail shaped growth over, that is spotted like a snake, ve'enev, or there's a grape shaped growth of skin over it. So those are all a mumen that would pass a little bechor from being a carbon, and you can check to need its meat. Ve'ezu tevalu, what is a white streak? Lavan aposik basira v'nichnas b'shachar. It's a white streak that goes from the white part of the eye and goes right through to the black of the eye. Bashachov nichnas palavan eino mum. But if there's a black streak that starts in the black part of the eye and makes its way out to the white part of the eye, that's not a mum. She'in mumin balavan, because there's no mumin in the lavan of the eye. The mumin always have to be in the black part of the eye, or the part in between is called the iris, is the part that has color to it. Mishnah Gimel ha var Varvad, if you have white spots in the dark part of the eye, vahamayim, or if there's a lot of tears in the eye, hakavuim, if it's constantly like that, that also is a real mum. Ezu chavarvad hakavua, what do we consider it to be kavua? Kol sheshah shmonim yom, if it's been like that for 80 days. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, both can also shlosha pamim betok shmonim yom, we check it three times within the 80 days to see if it's really kavua. Ve'ilu heimayim hakavuim, what does it mean that it has tears that are kavua? Ochalach v'yavei shel geshamim. The animal first ate moist food and then ate dry food from a field that was watered with rain, and it didn't cure the problem. So then we know that it's kavua. Lach v'yavei shel shalachim. But if it ate moist food and then dry food from an irrigated field instead of a field that was wet from rain, ochal yavei shvachach ochalach. Or if it ate dry food and then it ate moist food instead of eating the moist food and then the dry food, einu mum hachiochal yavei shach. Then it's not proven to be a mum until you make sure that it eats dry food after moist food, and you see that it has not recovered as a result of that of eating that. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if the eyelid has a hole in it, or is missing, or is cut, or there's a cataract, or there's a white streak that runs through it, or there's a snail-shaped, snake-like growth, or there's a grape-like growth, all of those are valid mums. So we said a white streak means that it starts in the white part of the eye, goes right through the iris, and into the black of the eye. But if it's a black streak that starts in the black of the eye and goes out to the white, that is not a mum. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if there are white spots in the dark part of the eye, or there's a lot of tears in the eye, if it's kavua, then it's a mum. How do you determine whether white spots are kavua? So it has to happen over 80 days, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says you check it three times in those 80 days. And how do we determine whether tears are kavua? So it has to eat very particular types of things, dry and then moist, and it's got to be moist from rainwater, and only then, if it continues to tear, only then do we know that it in fact has a real mum. Okay, Bezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Dalit.